Pastor Zhang is traveling. I think he's in California, so I was asked to fill in for him and to preach the Word of God for you today.
张牧师现在在加州，所以我很荣幸能够在这里代替他给大家证道。
Closer. As you noticed, today we're having a bilingual service. We have the youth join us once a month, the first Sunday of the month.
大家知道今天是双语的崇拜，我们有青少年与我们一起。
We believe it's very important for families to be able to worship God together, to hear God's word together, and then grow in their relationship with God together.
我们知道，家庭在一起敬拜侍奉，敬拜神。一起在主里成长是多么的重要。
Before I go further, let me just pray for us.
那我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time we can gather to worship you and to hear your word preached. I pray that you would speak through me, God, that you would be glorified, that you would use me to edify my brothers and sisters. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So today I'm continuing a message I started two months ago when I preached in the bilingual service. It's a message that I'm titling God's Plan for Transferring the Gospel from One Generation to Another, Part 2.
今天我要继续上两个月跟他讲的跟大家讲的就是神的心意代代相传。
2 months ago I had the joy and privilege of talking on the first 10 verses of Deuteronomy 6.
两个月前我非常荣幸跟大家分享生命记的前十节。
The message was about God's plan for transferring the gospel from one generation to another.
信息的内容是有关上帝教导我们怎样把福音传承给下一代。
Each generation has a responsibility before God to know God, love God, love God with all their hearts.
每一代都有这样的责任，要来认识神，来爱神，并把这个信息传递下去。
And then pass on that knowledge and love for God to the next generation.
并把这样的爱神、认识神的信息传到下一代。
The responsibility is given to parents, especially fathers.
这样的责任特别是给了家庭，尤其是父亲。
And the home is where the gospel is taught and lived, or it's ignored and rejected.
家里是福音教导和活出来的地方，也可以是福音被忽视和拒绝的地方。
The most disturbing examples of the failure to carry out this mission are found in the Old Testament with the nation of Israel.
在旧约，我们看见以色列人在传递这样一个信息中的失败。
After spending 400 years in slavery, as you know, God rescued the nation of Israel from the land of Egypt, from the land of slavery.
在埃及地为奴400年之后，上帝拯救以色列人，让他们从奴隶的地位解放出来。
God brought them into the promised land and gave them complete victory over all of God's enemies. He brought them into the land with milk and honey.
上帝把他们带到应许之地，那就是有奶与蜜的地方，并让他们击败了所有上帝的敌人。
Under the leadership of Joshua, they completely conquered the promised land.
在约书亚的带领下，他们完全的占领了应许之地。
Let's see what happened after the Israelites gained victory in the promised land. Let's turn to Judges chapter 2.
那我们看看在以色列人胜利以后是怎么样个情形。那我们看士师记第二章七到十节。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2 verses 7 through 10.
士师记第二章七到十节。
Judges chapter 2, 7 through 10. The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him, and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And they buried him in the land of his inheritance, in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up, who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
士师记二章七到十节，约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些看见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了。以色列人将他葬在他地业的境内，就是在以法莲山地的亭纳西列，在加什山的北边。那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来又有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
We see that within one generation, the whole nation of Israel forgot God.
我们看见在一个世代之内，约书亚之后的一个世代之内，以色列人就忘记了神。
After Joshua and all the fellow elders died, there was a new generation that came that did not know God.
在约书亚和长老过世之后，新的一代兴起，他们就不认识神了。
That generation did not know God and in fact rejected God and worshipped other idols.
这新的一代不认识神，事实上他们弃绝了神，却去侍奉别的偶像。
And they were no longer set apart as God's people.
他们再也不是上帝分别出来的选民。
In the same way, statistics today in America show a very serious situation for the church.
同样的，在现今，统计的数据显示，美国的教会也有这样的很严重的问题。
Between 75% to 90% of youth that grow up in churches will leave the church at age 18, never to return.
在美国的教会，有75%到90%的年轻人，他们在教会长大，却在18岁以后离开教会，再也不回到教会了。
This study was done by the Southern Baptist Church, which is one of the largest Christian denominations in the U.S.
这个调查是美南浸信会，也就是美国最大的宗派所做的。
The statistics in Chinese churches are not that much better.
中文的教会也没有比这个好很多。
A few years ago, I talked to a Chinese pastor in California, and he said about 66% of youth that grow up in Chinese churches leave the church.
几年以前，我在加州与一位牧师交通，知道在中国的教会66%的年轻人离开了教会，不再回来。
66% is a huge number.
66%是一个很大的数字。
And we are watching an entire generation growing up who do not know God nor what God nor have knowledge of what God has done for us.
我们正在看见有这样一个这样一代，他们长大不认识神，也不知道上帝的作为。
If this church is like other churches in America, that means if there's 15 youth, that means only 5 of them will know the Lord in 10 years.
如果我们的教会像其他的教会这样，在十年以后，我们在座的15位年轻人，只有5位会继续和神有个人的关系。
That means only 5 out of 15 would have a relationship with Christ that leads them to eternal life.
也就是说，只有5位青少年在将来他们会与上帝有一个关系把他们带进永生。
That's a scary thought.
这是一个很可怕的想法。
Of course, we pray that this church is not like the other churches in America.
当然，我们祷告我们的教会不像其他的教会那样。
And we hope and pray that this church will have all 15 youth grow up to have a relationship with Christ in years to come.
当然，我们祷告我们这15位的年轻人将来都与神有很好的关系。
Thankfully, God has given us a plan to transfer knowledge of Him, knowledge of the gospel, from one generation to another.
感谢神，上帝给我们有这样一个计划，告诉我们怎样把福音传承给下一代。
These are instructions given to us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, as we'll continue looking at this chapter.
这些教导在生命记第六章，我们就继续来看。
So please turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we will look at Deuteronomy 6:10-15.
那我们来看《生命记》六章十到十五节。
Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible.
生命记是圣经的第五本书。
Deuteronomy 6:10-15. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities that you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
六章十到十二节，圣经说，耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的，有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的，有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
The first principle that I'll talk about today is to be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
第一个要点就是你不要忘记耶和华神。
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
要谨慎，不要忘记耶和华神。
This is the warning given to us in Deuteronomy 6:12.
这是生命记六章十二节给我们的警告。
If we are not careful and forget the Lord, we will lead our families and our children to forget the Lord as well.
如果我们不谨慎，我们自己忘记神，也会导致我们的孩子、家人也忘记神。
Now this seems so obvious, so why would Moses need to talk about forgetting the Lord?
这些是显而易见的，为什么摩西还要再三地提出来呢？
The Israelites had seen God do amazing things, the plagues against Egypt and the parting of the Red Sea.
以色列人看见神行大奇事，那些石灾还有让红海分开这些事，他们都见过。
Israelites had seen God bring them miraculously out of the land of Egypt and given them manna to eat.
以色列人经历了上帝神迹般地把他们从埃及为奴之地领出来，又在旷野赐他们玛拿。
Moses had to remind them because we as human beings are very forgetful.
摩西要提醒他们是因为我们人是非常健忘的。
Our sinful nature corrupts our memory.
我们的罪性让我们常常忘记。
We tend to forget how God has been good and faithful to us.
我们常常忘记上帝对我们的信实和良善。
And we tend to remember when other people have sinned against us.
我们却愿意去记住别人向我们做错的事。
If only our memories worked the opposite way.
如果我们的记忆可以反过来的话。
If only we would always remember how good God is and we would always forget the bad things other people do to us.
如果我们可以常常记得上帝对我们的良善而忘记别人向我们做错的事。
But that's not the case because of our sinful nature.
可是事实不是这样的，因为我们的罪性。
Look back at verses 10 and 11.
让我们回来看第十节和十一节。
These verses tell us why the Israelites needed to be reminded and warned.
这两节告诉我们为什么以色列人需要常常被提醒和警告。
God is leading them to a rich and beautiful land with all of their needs provided for.
上帝领他们去了一个美丽富足的地方，他们的需要都被满足。
Large cities, large homes, and homes filled with amazing furniture.
大的城邑和装满各样美物的房子。
Yeah, imagine if you were immigrating from China to the United States to attend graduate school to start a new life.
想象一下，如果你从中国来到美国读研究生。
You step off the plane and then someone gives you the keys to a brand new car, keys to a brand new house.
当你下飞机的时候，就有人给你钥匙，是可以开新的车，进入一个新的房子的。
You haven't even started graduate school yet.
你还没有开始你的研究生呢。
But you have a brand new house and a brand new car.
你已经有了一个新车和新房子。
You didn't have to work for them. Somebody else worked for them and gave them to you.
你不需要花力气去赢得他们，别人已经为你付上了代价。
This is the situation that the Israelites were in. Everything was provided for them.
这就是以色列人当时的情形，所有的事物都为他们预备好了。
And the temptation is to think that, you know, once we have our needs provided for, who needs God? Why do we need God?
那我们会进入一种情形，就是当我们的需要都被满足的时候，我们会想说，我还要神吗？谁还需要神呢？
This is such a dangerous trap that Moses repeats the warning in Deuteronomy 8 for those of us who think that we have earned our wealth ourselves. So just turn two chapters ahead to Deuteronomy 8 verses 17 and 18.
这就是为什么摩西要再三的警告，特别是在生命记第八章时候，他告诫那些认为自己有能力的人。
Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18 says, You may say to yourself, My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
生命记八章十七节十八节说，恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的。
The pride in our hearts deceives us into thinking that we earn the blessings ourselves.
我们心中的骄傲欺骗我们，让我们觉得我们得到上帝的祝福是靠着自己的力量。
That somehow our better ability or strength or intelligence or education allowed us to get the wealth on our own ability.
就是我们会觉得我们的比别人好一点的力量、智慧、能力，所受的教育让我们得到了这些好的富足。
When the scripture makes it clear that it is God who gives you the ability to earn wealth.
圣经明确地告诉我们，是上帝给了我们这些力量去赢得富足。
The scriptures say, What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
圣经说，我们有什么不是领受的呢？既然是领受的，又有什么可夸的呢？
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
所以要谨慎，不要忘记是上帝领你从埃及为奴之家出来的。
One of the cures for forgetfulness is to remember what God has done for us.
医治对上帝健忘的良药是常常记得上帝为你所做的事。
The Israelites were called upon to remember that they were slaves and God rescued them.
以色列人要记得是上帝把他们从为奴之地带领出来，从奴隶的境地拯救出来。
God redeemed them by the hand of Moses. So if the Israelites would only remember where they came from, they would not forget God.
上帝借着摩西的手把以色列人拯救出来，是为了要他们记得，不要忘记。
But if they were forgetful and took their eyes away from God and only looked at God's blessings, then the result would be disastrous.
如果他们把他们的眼睛从上帝身上转向上帝的祝福，那这样的结果是非常有害的。
Deuteronomy 6:13-15.
生命记六章十三到十五节。
Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you, for the Lord your God who is among you is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Deuteronomy 6:13-15.
生命记六章十三到十五节说，你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓，不可随从别神，就是你们四围国民的神，因为在你们中间的耶和华你的神是祭邪的神， 唯恐耶和华你的神的怒气向你发作，就把你从地上除灭。
The Bible often describes God as a jealous God.
圣经常常说耶和华神是忌邪的神。
We think of jealousy as a bad thing.
我们常常想到妒忌是一个坏的事。
If you see something that belongs to somebody else, something that you want for yourself, that's jealousy.
当你看见别人拥有你想要的东西的时候，那就是妒忌。
We know that we should be content with what we have and not jealous of others.
我们知道我们应当为我们所有的知足，不要嫉妒别人。
However, jealousy is quite different for God.
但是嫉妒对神来讲是另外一样的。
God alone deserves our love, our service, and our worship.
上帝他配得我们专一的敬拜和侍奉。
He alone is God, so it is right for us to worship Him and Him alone.
他是独一的神，所以他配得我们专一的侍奉和敬拜。
When we as human beings love or serve or worship something else, we steal the glory that belongs to God and give it to something else.
当我们崇拜侍奉别的事物的时候，我们就是偷取了上帝的荣耀，把它归给了别的事物。
That's why God says, "I am the Lord; my glory I give to no other."
这就是为什么说上帝说我是独一的神，我的荣耀 不能与人同享。
So there are only two choices: that the first one, we fear God, serve Him, and follow Him, or we serve something else, fear something else, or worship something else.
只有两种选择，我们要么是敬畏神，侍奉他，敬拜他，跟从他，或者就是侍奉别的，跟从别的，畏惧别的事物。
All human beings worship something. We either worship the one true God or worship an idol.
所有的人都敬拜，都会去敬拜，要么是敬拜独一的真神，要么就是敬拜偶像。
If the Israelites steal God's glory and give it to something else by worshiping something else, then God will become angry and destroy them. That's what the scripture says.
那圣经就是说，以色列人偷取了上帝的荣耀，去侍奉敬拜别的偶像，所以上帝发怒要除灭他们。
The warning is that forgetting God leads to destruction.
那警告就是忘记神会导致灭亡。
People today, we suffer from the same problem as the Israelites.
同样今天我们和以色列人一样现在罪的苦中。
We have a tendency to fix our minds and our hearts on God's blessings, and that causes us to forget God.
我们有这样的趋向，把我们的心思意念都集中在上帝的祝福当中，以导致于我们会忘记神。
And as Americans, we know that God's blessings are numerous: our families, our houses, our jobs, our cars.
在美国，我们知道上帝的祝福是很丰富的，我们有家庭房子、车子、工作等等。
The cure for that is what I mentioned earlier. If we remember who God is and what God has done for us in rescuing us.
医治健忘的的良药，就像我前面讲的，就是纪念神，知道他为我们所做的事。
The Israelites needed to remember that they were slaves and they were rescued by God.
以色列人要知道他们曾经是为奴的，是上帝拯救了他们。
And as Christians, we need to remember that we were slaves to sin and we were rescued by God in Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，我们也要知道我们曾经是罪的奴仆，是耶稣基督把我们拯救出来。
If you focus on that, then you will not forget about God, even if He gives you lots of blessings.
如果我们记住这个的话，不管上帝给我们多少祝福，我们都不会忘记他。
If we are not careful, we will forget God, and if we forget God, we will lead our children to do the same.
所以我们要谨慎，不要忘记神， 如果我们忘记的话，我们也会导致我们的孩子忘记神。
If you are careful and do not forget the Lord, you will serve as a good example for your family.
如果你谨慎不忘记神的话，你就是在家人面前做了很好的榜样。
Before I move on to the second point, I want all of us to take a moment to evaluate our own heart.
在我讲到下一点之前，我希望大家花一些时间审视一下我们的心。
Have there been ways that you have not been careful and forgotten the Lord your God?
有没有一些事你没有很谨慎忘记了上帝你的神呢？
Has your heart been drawn to God's blessings and not to God himself?
你的心有没有注重于上帝的祝福多过于上帝呢？
Are you in danger of eternal destruction because you have let your heart be drawn away from Christ and to other things that cannot save?
你有没有让自己陷在永恒的败坏的境地当中，因为你的心被其他的事物带离，远离了神。
God warns us that riches do not profit us, or riches have no benefit on the day of judgment, but righteousness delivers from death.
上帝告诉我们，财富在愤怒之日并不能让我们有所获得，却是公义可以救我们脱离死亡。
Only the righteousness, the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ will save you on that day of judgment.
只有公义，就是耶稣基督全然的公义，可以在那一日救我们脱离死亡。
So Moses tells us to be careful that we do not forget the Lord.
所以摩西告诉我们，我们要谨慎，不要忘记神。
He also tells us not to test the Lord your God.
他也告诉我们不要试探神。
Let's go on to Deuteronomy 6, verses 16 to 19.
让我们看《生命记》六章十六到十九节。
Deuteronomy 6:16-19. Do not test the Lord your God as you did at Massah. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so that it may go well with you, and you may go in and take over the good land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers.Thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said.
生命记六章十六到十九节说，你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在马撒那样试探他，要留意遵守耶和华你们神所吩咐的诫命、法度、律例，耶和华眼中看为正、看为善的，你都要遵行，使你可以享福，并可以进去得耶和华向你列祖起誓应许的那美地，照耶和华所说的，从你面前撵出你的一切仇敌。
The word Massah means testing.
马撒的意思就是试探。
Not too long after Israel left Egypt, they camped in the desert.
以色列人离开埃及之后不久，他们在旷野驻扎。
This is recorded for us in Exodus 17, which we will not look at this time.
这个事实记在出埃及记十七章，我们就不看了。
But I will summarize it for you.
那我就总结一下。
The Israelites got angry at Moses and Aaron because they were thirsty and there was no water in the desert.
以色列人向摩西和亚伦生气，因为在旷野没有水。
They demanded water and wondered why Moses had led them into the desert to die.
他们口渴，就怀疑为什么摩西要把他们领到旷野去渴死呢？
God asked Moses to take his staff and strike a rock, and then water would come so the Israelites could drink.
上帝要摩西用他的杖去击打磐石，这样水可以流出来给以色列人喝。
Moses called that place Massah, which means testing, because the Israelites tested the Lord.
摩西叫那个地方为马撒，是因为在那里以色列人试探神。
They said, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
以色列人说，神在我们中间还是不在。
What kind of attitude did the Israelites have when they tested the Lord?
他们在试探神的时候是什么样的态度呢？
They did not believe that God was with them, and in their hearts they turned back and wanted to go back to Egypt.
他们不 相信上帝在他们中间，在他们的心里面，他们已经离弃了神，想要回到埃及去。
They forgot that the Lord was their redeemer and he was powerful enough to provide for their needs.
他们忘记了上帝是他们的救赎主，他有足够的能力来满足他们的需要。
They saw that their needs were not being met and then their hearts turned away from God.
当他们看见他们的需要不能被满足，他们的心就远离了神。
When the Israelites tested the Lord, they acted like God did not exist.
当他们试探上帝的时候，他们好像觉得上帝从来不存在。
They said, is the Lord among us or not?
他们说，上帝在我们中间吗？
Now, what a tragic thing for the people of God to think.
上帝的选民如此的想是多么大的一个悲剧啊。
These Israelites who were rescued by God begin to live as if there was no God at all.
那些被上帝拯救的以色列人活着好像从来没有神一样。
If there is no God, then there is no commands to obey and no need to do anything good or right. We can just do whatever we want.
如果没有上帝的话，那就没有诫命需要去遵守，也没有需要去做所谓的对的错的事，我们就可以做我们想要干什么就干什么。
We see here two very different kinds of situations that God used to reveal the condition of their heart.
我们在这里看见上帝用了两种不同的情形去显示出当时人的内心状况。
The first condition was prosperity and blessing.
第一种是顺境和祝福。
And the warning was to not, the warning was to be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
在顺境中的警告是不要忘记，要谨慎，不要忘记神。
The second is adversity or difficulties in life.
第二种境况是在逆境和困难中。
The warning given to us is do not test the Lord your God.
在这样的境况中的警告是叫我们不要试探神。
Prosperity and adversity.
顺境和逆境。
Both are very different.
两样非常不同。
But if we're not careful, both either of them can lead our hearts away from God.
如果我们不谨慎，任何一样都可以把我们的心带了远离神。
Before I go on to the last part of my message, I want us to pause and consider our ways.
在我进入最后一部分的时候，我想停一下，看一看我们的做事的方法。
Do difficulties in life lead you to test the Lord and complain against him, like the Israelites did?
我们有没有像以色列人那样，在困难的时候，因为逆境把我们的心带得远离神呢？
If you complain against him, then you know you are teaching your children to do the same.
如果我们抱怨神，我们就是同样在教导我们的孩子这样做。
How have you or I put God to the test this week by getting upset or getting angry?
我们这个星期有没有因为不高兴、愤怒而去试探上帝呢？
And have we taken God's command seriously so that those in our families see that we live as if God exists?
我们有没有对上帝的诫命非常的认真严肃，以至于我们的家人看出来我们对上帝的敬畏？
Or do we live as we please, as if there is no God?
还是我们活着想做什么就做什么，好像就没有上帝那样？
So Moses charged the Israelites and said to them, "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord."
所以摩西告诫以色列人要谨慎，不要忘记神。
He also told them, "Do not test the Lord your God."
他也告诉他们，不要试探神。
Do not pretend that God does not exist.
不要假装好像上帝不存在。
Both of these warnings are given to us so that parents, we can set good examples for our children.
这些警告也是给我们的，所以我们父母要为我们的孩子做好榜样。
Finally, in this chapter, Moses lays out yet another reminder for parents.
在最后，摩西也给做父母的提出了告诫。
Parents must teach knowledge of God.
父母要教导孩子 有关上帝的知识。
This is done most effectively through living out a good example in front of our children.
最有效的办法就是在我们孩子的面前活出来。
But this is not enough.
但是不够的。
Yeah, parents must also teach with their words.
父母还要用言语来教导他们。
Let's look at the last part of this chapter, Deuteronomy 6, 20-24.
让我们来看最后的一部分，就是《生命记》六章二十节到二十四节。
Deuteronomy 6, 20-24. In the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord our God has commanded you? Tell him, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent miraculous signs and wonders, great and terrible, upon Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out of there to bring us in and give us the land that he promised on oath to give our forefathers. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today.
生命记六章二十到二十四节，日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们的神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地和法老并他全家的身上，将我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保全我们的生命，像今日一样。
When the children of the Israelites start growing up, they will ask questions.
以色列人的后代长大以后，他们会问问题。
They will want to know God's laws and why they have to obey them.
他们想要知道上帝的律例，并知道为什么他们要遵守。
The children and youth are no different here.
我们这里的年轻人没有不同。
Once children and youth reach middle school and high school years, they will start to ask important questions about the faith.
当我们的孩子进入中学和高中的时候，他们就会问有关信仰的那些重要的问题。
They will ask, how do we know the Bible is true?
他们会问，我们怎么知道圣经是真的呢？
How do we know there is a God?
我们怎么知道有一位神呢？
What is the way of salvation?
救恩的方法是什么呢？
Why is Jesus Christ the only way of salvation?
为什么耶稣基督是唯一的拯救呢？
We should not ignore these important questions.
我们不要忽视这些重要的问题。
In fact, we should expect them and even welcome them.
我们相反应该要期待着他们问这些问题，并欢迎他们问这样的问题。
If we're truly convinced that the Bible contains God's truth, then we have no fear of questions.
如果我们实在的确认圣经里面充满着上帝的真理，我们就不会害怕他们问这样的重要的问题。
Moses recognizes that the next generation will not automatically follow God or know why they should follow his commands.
摩西意识到下一代不会自动的去要认识神，并知道为什么要去遵守神的律例。
Moses recognizes that the next generation will have difficult questions that must be answered by the current generation.
摩西意识到，下一代会有一些困难的问题，我们这一代必须要去回答他们了。
Otherwise, what is described in the book of Judges will happen. A generation will come along that does not know God and did not know what God did for Israel.
要不然的话就会像《士师记》当中所说的，有新一代兴起，他们不认识神，也不知道神的作为。
In the same way, if we don't teach this knowledge of God to our children, then we will be like the other churches, where 90% of the youth leave the church never to return.
我们要教导我们的孩子有关上帝的知识，不然的话，我们就会跟那些教会一样，90%的年轻人。 都会离开上帝。
And we have to remember that when Moses is speaking to the Israelites, we have to recognize there is a cultural gap going on.
当我们看摩西对以色列人说的这些话的时候，我们也要意识到在其中有文化的不同。
There is a generational gap.
也有代沟。
One generation grew up as slaves in Egypt, while the other generation did not.
那有一代是在埃及为奴之地长大的，另一代不是。
One generation saw the judgments of God on the land of Egypt.
一代人看见上帝的审判在埃及地。
While the next generation did not actually see them with their own eyes.
那下一代就没有亲眼见过。
One generation would experience the manna in the desert, while the future generations would not.
有一代他们在旷野吃过玛拿，将来的一代就没有。
In the same way, we have to recognize that, of course, there are cultural and generational barriers here at this church.
当然，我们也要意识到文化和文化的差别和代沟在我们教会也有。
Most of the adults grew up overseas and learned a different where English was not their first language.
大部分的成年人都在海外长大，英语也不是他们的母语。
While most of the youth grow up in America, where English is their first language and American culture is their culture.
我们这里的年轻人都在美国出生长大，英语是他们的母语，美国的文化也是他们的文化。
So even though that there was a cultural and generational gap with the Israelites, Moses still gave the responsibility to the parents to train up the children to have knowledge of God.
摩西知道文化的在以色列人中有文化的差别，也有代沟，然而他还是教导父母要把这样的关于上帝的知识传给他们的下一代。
The cultural and generational barrier did not change God's plan.
文化的差别和代沟并不能改变上帝的计划。
In the same way, at this church, the cultural and generational barriers should not change God's plan.
同样在这个教会文化的不同和代沟也不能改变上帝的计划。
If you look back at Deuteronomy 6:20, the scripture says, in the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord our God commanded you?
让我们看到《申命记》六章二十节说，日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思的？
We see that this conversation is taking place between parents and their children.
我们看见这样的对话是在父母和子女之间发生的。
This was not a conversation between Moses and the children or the priests and the children.
这个对话不是发生在摩西和孩子，也不是祭司和孩子身上。
So now we're going to look at how Moses tells parents to answer this question.
那我们来看看摩西是教导父母怎样来回答这个问题。
Moses does not tell the parents, tell your children to obey God because it's the right thing to do.
他没有教导父母们对孩子说遵循上帝的诫命律例是对的事，就照着去做吧。
The answer comes from the relationship that God has with his people.
答案是来自于上帝和他选民之间的关系。
The Israelite parents are to remind their children that the whole nation of Israel used to be slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt.
父母要告诉他们的孩子，整个以色列民族曾经是在埃及做奴隶的。
We had no freedom, we were mistreated, we were oppressed by the Egyptians.
我们曾经被欺负压榨在被埃及人欺负压榨。
We were in a desperate situation and then we cried out to God for help.
我们 实在无助，我们向上帝哭求。
And then God miraculously rescued us from the land of Egypt.
上帝奇迹般的将我们从埃及拯救出来。
We saw great and awesome plagues that God did on the Egyptians as judgment against them.
我们看见上帝在埃及地行了大而可畏的实灾。
We saw the land overrun with frogs.
我们看见地上跑满了青蛙。
We saw the water turn into wine. I mean, water turn into blood.
我们看见水变成了血。
We saw darkness in the land.
我们看见黑暗充满了全地。
And so on and so forth.
等等等等。
And we also saw God strike down the firstborn of every Egyptian family.
我们看见上帝击杀了埃及人的首生的孩子。
So these were the acts of judgment that God did against Pharaoh and the Egyptians.
这是上帝向法老和埃及人施行的审判。
And not only did God rescue us, He brought us into this rich and beautiful land.
上帝不只是把我们从埃及拯救出来，也把我们带进了这个美丽富足的地方。
It's a land that He promised to our ancestors.
这个地方是他应许给我们祖先的。
So therefore God tells us to obey these commands that we might continue to thrive and live.
上帝告诉我们知道这些事就知道上帝所做的这些事，我们就可以继续的活下去。
God knows what's best for us, and we can trust Him even when we don't think it's best for us.
我们知道了以后就知道上帝知道什么是最好的对我们，虽然我们有时不这样认为。
The obedience to God is directly tied to that relationship where God saved the Israelites and rescued them.
对上帝的顺服直接来自于他们知道上帝对他们的拯救。
Without that right relationship, there will be no desire for that obedience.
如果没有这样正确的关系，他们就不会有这样的愿望要去顺服神。
The obedience might just seem forced or something that they don't want to do.
顺服好，否则的话，顺服就会变成是被迫的，不得不去做的。
There is no joy in the obedience without that relationship.
顺服离开了与上帝的关系就没有喜乐了。
But if Israelites understand like how good God is to them and how amazing God was and what great love God showed to them, then they'll have great joy in obeying Him.
当以色列人知道上帝对他们是这样的好，他们就会高高兴兴的去顺服神。
In the same ways, while we were slaves to sin, God brought us out through Jesus Christ.
同样的，上帝把我们从罪的奴仆的境地拯救出来，借着耶稣基督。
Those who have been born again are now part of God's family through what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的，我们这些人得以重生，进入神的家庭。
We must remind ourselves and our families what the gospel is.
我们必须常常提醒我们自己和我们的家人。
Before we were part of God's family, we were taken captive by Satan to do his will.
在我们进入神的家中之前，我们是被撒旦所捆绑。
We were enslaved to sin and Satan.
我们是做罪的奴仆，去做撒旦的意愿。
None of us desire to know God or follow him.
我们没有人想要去认识神，去跟随他。
We only rebelled against God because of our sinful nature.
因为我们的罪性，我们只是去叛逆他。
And therefore, by nature, we were children of wrath.
所以照着我们的本性，我们是愤怒之子。
What that means is that our sin caused God to be angry towards us.
是什么意思呢？就是因为我们的罪使得上帝对我们充满了愤怒。
And the consequences for that rebellion is eternal punishment in a place that the Bible calls hell.
叛逆的结果 就是永久的惩罚，就是在圣经说的一个地方叫做地狱。
Sin is so serious and evil that the punishment for it is a forever.
罪是这么的严重和恶，以至于对他的惩罚是永久的。
So while we were in this condition, in this helpless condition, God brought us out.
当我们处在这样无助的境地的时候，上帝拯救我们出来。
God conquered sin and death by sending Jesus Christ to die in our place.
上帝借着把耶稣基督送来代替我们战胜了死亡和罪。
We deserve death, but Jesus Christ died for us.
我们只配得去死，但是耶稣基督拯救了我们。
If you realize this great love that God has for you and for me, that God would send His only Son to die for us, that changes everything.
当我们知道上帝这么爱我们，甚至愿意把他的独生子赐给我们。
You won't worry. You will not worry if something bad happens in this life.
所有的事就改变了，你就不再会担心那些会发生在今生的那些坏的事情。
You know that God has already met your greatest need, your need to be forgiven in Jesus Christ.
因为你知道你最深沉的需要已经被满足了，就是在基督里完全的赦免。
God will certainly give you the grace and strength to meet any trouble in this life.
所以上帝在今生一定会给你足够的力量和能力去面对今生的困难。
If you understand this in your mind and in your heart, what God has done for us, then we will want to obey Him.
如果在你的心思意念中，你明白上帝为我们所做的，你就会愿意去跟从他，顺服他。
You will want to live a life that pleases Him.
你就会愿意要去活一个讨神喜悦的生活。
This is the natural response for someone who is truly born again.
这是对重生的人来讲是一个非常自然的反应。
Obedience to God for a Christian is not difficult or painful, but rather it is a joy.
对基督徒来讲，顺服不是痛苦的、强迫的事，相反是一个喜乐的事。
Because the obedience is based on that relationship we have with God.
因为顺服是基于我们跟上帝美好的关系之上的。
We understand how much God has done for us, and our only response is to love Him and to worship Him and to serve Him.
当我们明白上帝为我们做的这许多的事，我们唯一的反应就是去爱他，去敬拜他。
We've already understand that we come to understand that God has given us something of infinite value, His Son Jesus Christ.
我们知道上帝给了我们无价之宝，就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
Romans 8:32 says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
在罗马书八章三十二节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
God has already given us His Son Jesus Christ, so we know we can trust Him.
我们知道上帝已经把他的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，我们知道我们可以信靠他。
This is a reality that parents must pass along to their children.
这个是一个事实，我们必须作为父母，我们必须把它传承给我们的孩子。
And when they ask you about your faith, make sure you have a good understanding of the gospel and what Christ has done for you.
当他们问你有关信仰的问题，你最好知道你对福音的认识是什么，然后你跟上帝的关系是什么。
This is so important that we cannot afford to get this incorrect.
我们我们一定要把它做，知道是对的。
Before I move on to the conclusion, I want us to again just examine our own hearts to see where we fall short of applying these truths.
最后我们要审视一下我们的心，看看我们哪里做的不够多。
Has obedience to God become a duty or obligation for you?
顺服上帝是不得不去做的是责任吗？
Is worshiping or serving God, has that become a duty or obligation for you?
敬拜侍奉神对你来讲是不是一个责任和不得不去做的？
Do you need to spend time rememberingyour sins and how God has forgiven all of them in Jesus Christ and given you eternal life?
你需要花时间去想你的罪，并耶稣基督如何赦免他们给你永生吗？
Does your family understand why you go to church and why you worship God?
你的家人知道你为什么要去教会去敬拜神吗？
Do you take the time to continually remind yourself and your family about who God is and how He has rescued us in Jesus Christ?
你有花时间提醒自己和你的家人上帝是怎样拯救我们的吗？
So these are the three warnings and encouragements that God has given us through Moses.
这是三个提醒和警戒上帝通过摩西给我们的。
First is be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
第一就是要谨慎，不要忘记神。
Second is do not test the Lord your God.
第二就是不要试探神。
And the third is to remember while we were slaves, God brought us out.
第三个就是要记得当我们为奴的时候，上帝拯救我们出来。
I'll conclude with the five practical tips I gave 2 months ago on how to transfer the gospel from one generation to another.
我用五点作为今天的总结，这五点在两个月以前已经讲过。
This is a good opportunity for you to evaluate yourself and your family.
这也是一个很好的机会给你和你的家庭一个评估。
You know, have you been able to put one or two of these into practice?
你有没有把其中的一两点付诸实践呢？
If not, have you found maybe other creative ways to place God at the center of your family?
或者你找到了其他有创意的方法把神放在你们家庭的中心呢？
Those who are given much have great responsibility before God.
那些在上帝面前领受责任的。
If God has given you His word,you will be held responsible for what you did with His word.
如果上帝把他的话赐给你，那你就有责任行出他的话来。
May He find us faithful.
希望他认为我们是信实的。
The first practical tip I gave 2 months ago was this. Make sure you are born again.
第一点是确认你是重生的。
You know, coming to church does not make someone a Christian.
来教会并不能让一个人成为基督徒。
Neither does attending fellowship or reading the Bible.
参加团契读经也不是。
The only hope to be rescued from our sin on that day of judgment is that righteousness of Jesus Christ.
在审判之日的烈怒之下，能够拯救我们的就是耶稣基督的公义。
The only hope is found in being born again when the Holy Spirit comes in and changes your heart.
唯一的希望就是重生让圣灵在你的心里然后改变。
This is done by turning away from your sin, learning to hate it, and learning to trust and love Jesus Christ.
就是你要改变对罪的看法，并要恨恶他，热爱耶稣基督。
We are not saved by our repentance, but we are saved by what Jesus Christ did for us.
我们不是因着悔改而得救，而是因着耶稣基督的救恩。
We are commanded to look upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved, the one who died and rose again.
我们上帝要求我们 专注在耶稣基督的身上，是他让我们得以拯救。
We are commanded to turn our eyes away from ourselves and the things in this life that cannot save and fix them only on Jesus Christ.
我们上帝要求我们把我们的注意力从这个世界上不能拯救我们的事上转到耶稣基督的身上。
This is what it means to be a Christian.
这就是作为基督徒的意义。
The second practical tip I gave was put God's word into your heart.
第二点就是把上帝的话放在心里。
One of the best ways to protect yourself from forgetting the Lord is to remember him.
让自己不要忘记上帝的的方法就是
to remember him.
就是要记住他。
Do you remember to spend time with God on a regular basis by reading his word and praying to him?
你有没有习惯花时间去读上帝的话来记住他呢？
Is God your number one priority, or is there something else that's more important to you?
上帝是你生命当中的最优先的，还是有其他的事？
The most important things in life are things we never forget.
在我们生命中最重要的事就是那些我们不会忘记的事。
We don't forget to eat or drink or use the bathroom.
我们不会忘记要吃要喝要上厕所。
How much greater and glorious is our relationship with God?
我们与上帝的事情相比之下不是更重要更大吗？
How much more important is the health of your soul?
你灵魂的健康不是更重要吗？
So to remember to put God's word in your heart by spending time with him.
把上帝的话放在心里就是要与他多花时间。
The third bit of practical advice I gave was live a life worthy of the gospel.
第三个就是要活出与福音相称的生活。
You and I are sinners who need God's grace, and so is everybody else in your family.
你我都是罪人，都需要上帝的恩典。同样，在你的家人和其他人也是如此。
Remember, at one point in time, you were a slave to sin, but God, in His love, brought you out.
要记得，曾经你是罪的奴仆，上帝把你拯救出来。
Now live a life of love, gratitude, and worship to God.
现在要活出一个有爱、有感恩的生活来敬拜神。
Live a life of gratitude to the one who loved you and gave himself up for you.
活出一个感恩的生活，对上帝这样的爱你，把自己给了你。
Number four is to share with your family what you're learning from God's word.
第四点就是与你的家人分享你从上帝的话中学到什么。
If you are spending time in God's word, then the Holy Spirit will teach you and he will change you.
如果你与神花时间，圣灵就会教导你。
Share this with the others in your family as a way to be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
与家人分享作为一个方法来警告自己不要忘记神。
Share with one another to encourage one another not to forget the Lord.
与人分享也鼓励别人不要忘记神。
Number five is to read the Bible together as a family and discuss it.
第五点就是家庭一起读经讨论。
Families take time to watch or play sports or watch TV or movies.
家里的人一起看电视看电影和体育节目。
And we know that God is even more greater and important than these things.
我们知道上帝比这些事更重要。
You must teach your family what the gospel is. They will not automatically know it. They will not automatically obey the Bible.
你要教导你的家人因为他们不会自动的 就知道圣经的事，自动的就会去啊顺服圣经的教导。
They will not automatically realize that they are a slave to sin and are in need of God's grace.
他们不会自动的知道他们是罪的奴仆，需要上帝的恩典。
Taking the time to learn from God's word as a family will help you to humble yourselves before God.
与家人一同读经分享，会帮助你在神的面前谦卑。
Because you realize that you are under the authority of God and His word.
因为你会意识到你在上帝的权柄之下。
Putting yourself under the authority of God and His word will protect you from pride and arrogance.
意识到你自己在上帝话语的权柄之下，会帮助你不要骄傲和不要骄傲。
A pride and arrogance are the very things that lead us to test the Lord our God.
骄傲和张狂会让我们去试探神。
If you have not valued God or His word and begin to feel guilty, go to the Lord.
如果你开始因为没有看重上帝的话而感到罪疚的话，来去到上帝的面前。
Humble yourself before Him and ask Him for His forgiveness.
来到他的面前，谦卑自己，寻求他的赦免。
Do not let your heart be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
不要因着罪的欺骗使你的心刚硬。
Ask God to fill you with His grace and with His Spirit so that you can obey what you have just heard.
让上帝的恩典和灵充满你，这样的话你就会寻求赦免。
God tells us to walk according to the Spirit because on our own we have no ability to obey Him.
上帝要我们寻求圣灵的指导，因为靠着我们自己，我们不能去顺服他。
On our own we will fail.
靠着我们自己，我们一定会失败。
On our own, we will be just like Peter, who told the Lord that I will never deny you.
靠着我们自己，我们会像彼得向主夸口说，我不会不认你。
I think we all need to learn what it means to humble ourselves and cry out to God for His help through the Holy Spirit.
我们要谦卑自己在向圣灵求我们需要他的帮助。
So these are the three encouragements and warnings given to us today.
这是三个提醒警告我们要知道的。
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
要谨慎，不要忘记神。
Do not test the Lord your God.
不要试探神。
And to remember, while we were yet slaves, God brought us out.
要知道，在我们是罪的奴仆的时候，上帝拯救我们出来。
Okay, let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that God, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That in the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of a virgin, born under the law, to redeem us. God, we were bound by your law as lawbreakers. And God, we just praise you because you are a God of love, that you are now our Father in Jesus Christ. And I pray that you would help us to remember these things. God, I pray that when we are people who are blessed, we are given many things. I pray that you would lead our hearts back to you, that we would not forget you. I pray that when times of hardship and testing come, God, we would not complain against you. We would not put you to the test. We would not live like you don't exist. Finally, God, I pray that in everything we would realize our identity, God, that we were once sold into slavery, but you brought us out. You redeemed us, God. You sent your Son to shed His blood on the cross for our sins. And I pray that, that would motivate us to live for you. And God, we would be faithful in explaining these things to our children. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.